Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
And from that acclamation, you probably can understand we are still in the Easter season. Indeed, every Sunday is a little Easter because Sunday is the Lord's Day. It's a day of resurrection, and we as a church gather around the words of our Savior and around his gifts to us in the sacraments. Martin Luther writes in the small called Articles, one of the confessional documents of the Lutheran Church, "Thank God, today a seven-year-old child knows what the church is." And here's what the church is, namely, the holy believers and lambs who hear the voice of their shepherd, Jesus. To be one of Christ's sheep is to listen to his voice and to follow him. To listen to Christ's voice and to follow him is to be one of Christ's sheep. Not just to merely have that voice in the background of your mind with other things occupying you and distracting you, but to tune in, to pay close attention to that voice, to understand what Christ is saying to his church and saying to you, one of the sheep of Christ's church, one of his own redeemed, a lamb he has purchased at the cost of his holy and precious blood. I hope we all pay attention to the liturgy, but this is what was said in the preface to the Confession of Sins. I say this every Sunday that we use divine service setting four. Since we are gathered to hear God's word. We are gathered to hear God's word. We are gathered as the holy sheep of Jesus who hear the voice of our shepherd and follow him. And there is a promise following upon that hearing and following that Jesus speaks of. The promise is that he gives us eternal life and that no one will snatch us out of his hand. No one will snatch us out of his Father's hand. We are secure in the grasp of Jesus. We are secure in him through the word of Christ proclaimed to us, through the grace of the Holy Spirit poured out upon us in holy baptism. We are secure in Christ. Our security is founded upon Christ alone. Our security is not found in anything we do other than to have our ears opened by the Holy Spirit so we can hear Christ's word and believe that word and understand it and follow him. Indeed, that is not our own work. It is the work of the Holy Spirit. But according to today's gospel, according to today's gospel, let me wind up my mouth and get it going again. Hearing is very important. As Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." Jesus knows his sheep. He laid down his life for his sheep. Jesus Christ is the living Son of God, the living Savior. He knows you because he is alive and he has made you alive in himself forever. But there are many other voices out there besides the voice of Jesus. There are many distractions out there, many things that would keep us from hearing the voice of Jesus. Now, presumably, listening to a sermon is a good thing if that sermon is founded upon the Word of God, God's Word of law and gospel. But let's imagine for a minute that in a fit of rebellion, everyone out there started talking with one another, having conversations with one another during the sermon, talking about baseball, talking about golf, talking about your uncle's friend who is having surgery, talking about a new CD that just came out, you know, a great new artist, musical artist, talking about what you had for breakfast, talking about your shoes being too tight and pinching your feet, and everyone was doing this, there would be a cacophony of voices. And what would be lost in the midst of this would be the proclamation of the word of Christ. Now, I don't look for that to happen anytime soon. I don't look for you, the congregation of Christ, the lambs of his redemption, to be doing that, because you are gathered to hear God's word. But outside of this house of God, there are many competing voices that would deafen your ears to the word of Christ. There are the voices of the world that tell you Christianity is a foolish thing. There are voices out there that accuse Christians of being narrow-minded, prejudiced, bigoted people if they hear God's word of law and gospel and uphold that word. There are voices out there that would entice you into believing that there are many ways to God rather than Jesus himself, who is the way, the truth, and the life. And as Christians, our calling is to tune out those voices, to shove aside those competing voices that deny the faith and that would draw us away from the faith. And then, having shoved those voices aside, to tune ourselves in all the more devoutly, all the more devotedly to God's holy word. In divine service setting 2, before the gospel reading, we sing these words of Peter, found in the Gospel of St. John, chapter 6. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Christ's words alone give life. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. Christ's word is a living word. It is not a dead word. That word is still being proclaimed 2,000 years after his death, resurrection, and ascension. And where Christ's word is, there he, the word made flesh, is present. You see, Christ is with you today. Christ is among you today. For the gospel reading, we process out to the midst of the congregation, and that represents Christ in the midst of his people, speaking his gospel to them. Again, the word of life and forgiveness, the word of salvation. That's what that is a reminder of. And so you turn, and you face the cross, and you face the gospel book. You do that with your body as a reminder that that is what you are to do with your entire being as you hear the word of Christ and receive it and understand it. But it is possible, God have mercy on this and keep us from this, to hear the word of Christ but not to pay any attention to it. It's just background noise. Just like when you come in your home, you might turn the TV on just so you can have that noise in the background, but you aren't watching the program. You aren't paying attention to the program. It can be that way for us. And Scripture warns us against that. In Hebrews, the author quotes the psalm, "Today, if you hear His voice, God's voice, do not harden your hearts against that voice." And our Lord Jesus Christ Himself says in His explanation to the parable of the sower, "When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away the word that has been sown in his heart. And for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no root in himself, but endures for a little while. And when tribulation or persecution arises on account of the word, immediately he falls away. As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world, the deceitfulness of riches, choke the word, and it proves unfruitful. As for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it. He indeed bears fruit and yields in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30. Did you hear about the four categories of people exposed to the Word of God? There are those who hear it and don't understand it because in their unbelief, in their rebellion against God, they do not want to take that Word unto themselves. And they're like the devil coming and snatching away what has been sown in their hearts. And for what is sown on rocky ground, these are those who hear the word and immediately receive it with joy. They believe for a time. And yet they think that's enough. That it's not an ongoing relationship with Christ through His word that saves him. A relationship initiated by Christ Himself. And so they have no root, and they endure for a while, but when trouble comes on account of that word, when persecution comes on account of that word, immediately they fall away. And again, repeating myself, the word sown among thorns represents those who hear the word, but they are entranced by the deceitfulness of riches, and their attention is focused upon the anxieties that attend living in a fallen world, and so the word is choked. It does not grow. It does not bear fruit. God grant that that would not be a description of us. God grant that through the sowing of the word in our midst and the Holy Spirit carefully cultivating that word, we would be those who hear the word and understand it, and that we would bear the fruits of faith and yield fruit unto the Lord. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Again, the voice of Jesus, our Good Shepherd, is heard in the Word of God. As you read it individually in your homes, of course, but most especially, most centrally, most importantly, as you gather as the flock of Christ around His Word, picture one of the lost sheep that Jesus has found, snatching out of the dangers of unbelief, the dangers of life in this fallen world. And that sheep is focused upon the face and the voice of its Savior. You can look at the cover of today's bulletin and see an illustration of that. Look at how the sheep are focused upon Christ. Look at his nail-pierced hands and feet. In his dying for the sins of the world, for the sins of the sheep, he made their life possible. He made their life a reality, their eternal life. And they aren't wandering around chewing on some sort of poisonous plant. Their attention is focused upon Jesus, the Good Shepherd, who holds them in his hands. And that sheep across his shoulder is not struggling to get away, wanting to go out and romp merrily at cliff's edge. That sheep is content to be held by Jesus, by his shepherd. And thus you have an illustration of faith. As Jesus says, I give my sheep eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me. And think of this. You, redeemed by Christ, are a gift from the Father to your Savior, Jesus. Think of yourself as a gift purchased by the cost of Christ on blood. My Father, who has given to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one. Jesus speaks of his deity here, but he also reminds us of this, that we have two pairs of good, strong hands keeping us in the care of God. Christ Jesus, our Savior's, and God the Father's. And I think we could work the Holy Spirit in there too. See, Christ's promise is for you. You will never perish. As you hear the voice of your shepherd and follow him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And now the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, your Savior.